In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus commends almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, but emphasizes that spiritual devotion must not be done for show. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please pray with me. O God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from the one whose sign is smeared on your forehead, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and imagine with me. I want you to imagine a time where you encountered someone very special, near and dear to you. Someone that you would do anything for, share anything with. Someone that you thank the heavens above for. Someone that perhaps even you lose your appetite because of butterflies or excitement that you have. Who is that person? Or maybe thing? I invite you to open your eyes. Who was it that you envisioned in that profound relationship? Who was it? What was it? I wonder if that person, whether it be maybe your beloved, a dear friend, a child, a grandchild, a sibling, maybe it's even somebody you have no idea what their name is. Now I wonder, what if we approach the season of Lent with that same emotional anticipation? What if on this day, Valentine's Day, Ash Wednesday, what if the season that we are embarking upon is a season of love? A season that is more than just feeling bad about ourselves, experiencing guilt and shame, and telling us that we're worthless and we are miserable, that will never get it right.
what if we see it as a season of opportunistic love? Love that is experienced and shared with God and with others. These ashes that we bear on our foreheads this day reveal a reality to us, a reality that life is not infinite, that there are limitations to what we can do and how long we can live. It reveals to us the messiness of what life can be, the preciousness of the moments we have in life, the dirty mess that can be life. It causes us to pause, to think about what is important. Those ashes, that sign of the cross, also represents love. Love that created us. Love that continually sustains us. Love that animates us. Love that drives us. And unlike life, love is eternal. Love is endless with possibilities. Yes, Lent is a season of opportunistic love, experienced and shared with God and with others. And I think our text today lies out three simple ways, three intentional seeking ways that we can experience God: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. Almsgiving, or an easy way to think of, is sharing. Sharing those things that God has already given us. The obvious things, our money, our clothes, but also maybe baked goods, maybe a warm smile, maybe a song or poem that we've written. Sharing something with another with the intention of releasing what God has given us. Gifts, the means God has given us. Prayer. Entering in prayer intentionally, set aside all the chaos of what's going around us. Devoting time to additional prayer, whether it be at meals or bedtime. Intentionally praying through our prayer list. Maybe random prayers that we throw up during the day when we see someone or meet someone that might need a prayer. Prayers that we could say in the morning, thanking God that we made it through the evening. Our prayers as we enter into this devotion time, this time of renewal. Setting time aside for the prayers that we will be praying as the body of Christ together. Whatever that prayer might be, the intent of listening to God, sharing your deepest, most desires and joys with your Heavenly Father. And finally, fasting, or we might call this restraint. One of the most traditional customs of fasting is to give up food or drink. Some traditions have this lined out as what to do. But really, we can fast anything that gets in our way, that distracts us from time with God, for witnessing, identifying, seeing God in our midst. We can do this by putting aside our preconceived judgments and seeing the other as someone beloved and created by God. The intent, putting aside things that get in between us and God. These simple gifts, these gifts that have been given to us by God so that we might draw closer and experience God and each other. These treasures, as Matthew lines out. not as a list of legalistic things that we have to do in order to experience God or earn God's favor or salvation. No. But as a means to say, God, I want to hang out in your love for a little bit. Treasure that we can experience here and now. Treasure we experience from God's self, and treasure that we experience in each other through sharing, through praying, through restraint. Living and embracing God's love now. So yes, brothers and sisters, we begin this season. We begin it with ashes smeared on our foreheads in the sign of a cross. God's love for you smeared on your foreheads. That same symbol that was smeared on you with oil in your baptism. That same symbol that you make in worship. That same symbol that as you enter and exit the sanctuary and dip your finger into the font and mark across your forehead. God's love smeared on your forehead forever, eternally, eternally sealed with the Holy Spirit, eternally marked with the cross of Christ. God's love smeared on your forehead. May we go with that anticipation that in all things, that in all people and places,